Hello. So did you enjoy that first half? Well, it was wonderful. Let me have another great half coming up for you right now in just a moment. And before I introduce the first act of the second half, I'd like to make just one or two announcements here. Wednesday evening, if you have anybody to take a walk, because you can take a walk on your own, but if you have anyone to take a walk with, you can take a walk down the hill between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. for a thing called Picking in the Park at Elkin City Park. It says here there's also a family concert in the main pavilion at 7 p.m. with Dwight Dillers and Dave Bing, if anybody would like to do that. But it's Wednesday evening between 7 and 10. Now, answer this one. Do you suffer from late night hunger? Is there anybody here who suffers from late night hunger? Well, you'll be absolutely amazed to know that Papa John's pizza, well, whatever, whoever they are, will be available for purchase on the side porch of Hallyhurst starting about 11 p.m. most nights. So you can have your beer and you can also have a piece of pizza. How does that sound? Is that Celtic enough? It's Celtic pizza, by the way. So here we go. This man is a great piper who I've known for many, many years. He's originally from New York City. He lived in Ireland for a number of years, and he learned a lot of his piping in Ireland at the time, particularly in Dublin. He's a very modest man. Trying to get the information out of him is like pulling teeth, and he didn't want to tell me too much, but he truly is a wonderful player. He has two solo CDs to his credit. He has performed with several symphony orchestras, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he's performed with the Boston Pops, which of course he didn't tell me. He's also on a soundtrack to a movie called Far and Away with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, which he also wouldn't tell me about. I had to get that secretly under the table during the break there. And he's a wonderful and truly great piper, and it gives me a great pleasure to introduce to you this evening Jerry O'Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll start out with a hornpipe into a couple of reels. And the hornpipe is a composition of a friend of mine who lives in Manhattan, a fellow named Danny Litwin. And he's a guitar player who I spent a lot of time with around the New York sessions going back about, I guess about 5 or 6 years ago. This hornpipe is one that he wrote for my youngest son, about nine years ago, when my younger boy was born. It's called The Arrival of Martin O'Sullivan. Good pipe tune, suits the Ullin pipes very well. So I'll start with that hornpipe, and then into a few reels. First reel is one called An Fhéirean in Irish, or in English, The Gift, and it refers to the gift of music. And the final reel is a composition of Jerry Holland, who was just up here, and it's one called Iggy and Squiggy. So, I love Jerry's titles. I love his tunes. Thank you. Thank you. Great crowd, and that's what Jerry was saying backstage. Very great to play here. Great to be here to such a responsive crowd. Play a couple of jigs next, and these are some of the first tunes that I learned. Very common jigs, but they really suit the Uhlen pipes, and they're great melodies. And second one is the Battering Ram. The first one, I'm still making up my mind. I have about 0.02 seconds, but a couple of jigs anyway.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks. The first jig was The Humor's Adrina, so it was a Seamus Ennis tune. That's what popped into my head a split second before the guillotine, so great piping tune. Just to finish off, I'll play a slow air into some reels, and thanks again. Great to be here.
Now, I have a couple more of announcements to make to you. I know that you're looking forward to these announcements that I'm making all night. The Ice House. Do you all know where the Ice House is? Well, the Ice House is open until 2 a.m. tonight. And you can get beer there if you want beer. I see a lot of you don't want beer. You can also get, believe it or not, for the first time this year, you can get gourmet coffee. Do we have any gourmet coffee drinkers in the audience? So the gourmet coffee drinkers outnumber the beer drinkers by 75 to 1. And it's going to be a slow night up there tonight. Jennings Randolph Hall will be open until 3 a.m. for jam sessions. Now, when I was growing up in Ireland, I never heard of a jam session in my life. And I know if I saw the word jam sessions, I wouldn't connect it to music at all. but they use the word jam in this country, but I never used, I ate jam, all right, but I never played in a jam. I got into a few jams, all right, and had a difficult time getting out of them. The porch at Hallyhurst is also a great site for jams. But I, in fact, enjoy the sessions at Hallyhurst and the sessions at the Ice House. Anyway, we're coming to the last group of the evening. And the first person that I want to introduce to you, I don't really know where to start. There's so many things I could say about him. I'd be talking for a very long time. He goes back to the early days, back to the 60s. Of course, he goes back before the 60s himself, but his musical involvement, at least let's say in a more national basis in Ireland, goes back to a group called the Johnsons in the 60s. Paul Brady was one of the musicians that worked with him at the time. He emigrated to America in 1973. I'm going to presume that he ended up living in Philadelphia around that time. I wrote down a whole lot of things to say about him. He came in 73 to study folklore at the University of Pennsylvania. And he's had a long and a really outstanding career in Irish music. He's been involved with the Smithsonian Institution, the National Endowment for the Arts. He's been kind of a liaison between a lot of agencies in the US and, of course, the musicians. And along the way, one of the great things that he's done, and he's always been a wonderful advocate for the younger musicians that were coming along, his involvement with Cherish the Ladies, you know, founder of Greenfields of America. And in more recent times, I had the pleasure of telling you all last year, of course I'm going to presume that most of you weren't here last year, but he won the National Fellowship Award last year in recognition of his wonderful achievements. He's an outstanding musician, singer, plays the banjo, plays the mandolin, and of course he sings, and he's a great person doing this job. I always consider myself a kind of a complete novice. I never know what to say to the audiences half the time, but words have a way of just flowing freely from him, which I really admire so much, aside from the music. So I'm speaking about none other than Mick Maloney. So Mick, by the way, is the coordinator for the Irish Week. So Mick Maloney will be the first guest. And he's joined by a brother and sister team from New York. Their parents are both from Ireland. Martin Riley, an accordion player, terrific young accordion player from New York. And his sister, Marie Riley. They're great people to meet. They're always very friendly, and it's great to meet them. We always have a nice time together. Martin just came off working with Riverdance recently, and he's very modest about that, but he just finished working with Riverdance. They're also joined by my friend who was here earlier on this evening, a multi-instrumentalist from South Carolina, Gaffney, South Carolina, and he's out here again to join him this evening, Zan McLeod. And last but not least, on guitar, singing songs, he's a composer of songs. He's been here on the staff over the last 20 years. He comes from Carrigonshire. He's a nephew of the Clancy brothers. He's worked with the Clancy brothers down through the years. He's worked with Liam Clancy. He's worked with Mick Maloney and Jimmy Keen. And of course, that's Robbie O'Connell. So Robbie will be out here with them as well. And they're going to be joined by two terrific dancers, Bill Maple. By the way, are you still impressed by how well I'm memorizing all this stuff? Incredible. I've been reading this script for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. But anyway, Bill Maple is from from Boston originally. He lives in Virginia. He has the Maple School. He was the 1982 national champion. He's an outstanding dancer. And he's joined this evening by Annie Hurley, who's been dancing for 10 years. And you're in for a treat of dancing in a few minutes. So please, please give a great welcome to Mick Maloney, Martin Riley, Marie Riley, Zan McLeod, Robbie O'Connell, and dancers Bill Maple and Annie Hurley. Thanks very much.
to start off with the three jigs, and the first one we learned from the playing of Jack Cohn, a great flute player from originally from Galway, living in the Bronx, called Old as the Hills. And the second tune is a composition of Sean Ryan, the great fiddler from County Tipperary. And the third tune is a tune from County Kerry called the Scarted Linn Jig. For those of us who are born in Ireland, living over here now, going back home to Ireland for a visit can be quite dangerous. Not for political reasons or anything, but you still have lots of friends and relatives that only see you every now and again. And for some strange reason I could never figure out, they always feel compelled to take you out to some great little pub they know and keep you there till 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's great, you know, the first few nights you're having a ball, you're catching up on old times, but to be honest, by the end of the first week, you're finding it harder and harder to get out of bed in the afternoons. By the end of the second week, you're looking up the yellow pages for liver transplants. Worst of all is that final night in Ireland before you come back, because they take great delight in putting you on the plane as some kind of a basket case. And traveling across the Atlantic with a very bad hangover and no sleep is not a pretty thing. But in such condition, a few years ago, I started to write this song. I'd been back home in Ireland just to visit some old friends. But the days had gone by quickly, it was time to leave again. I'd had so many wild nights in the week or two that passed. I was almost glad that this would be the last. But I didn't sleep at all that night, I stayed up till the dawn. Singing songs and playing tunes, everyone was gone. Right then it was too late for me to go back home to bed, so I opened up another beer instead. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home. Glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to see two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. And I had one back too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea. And I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. On board the plane I sip a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying to keep my head from knowing how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep. The flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home. Glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Trying to fill out customs forms, but I can't find a pen. I'm swearing softly to myself, I'll never fly again. There's a woman right in front of me, keeps playing with the seat. And someone nearby never washed their feet. But I fall asleep at last, just as the plane is touching down. I aged 10 years while waiting for the bags to come around. But finally I make it home and I'm barely settled when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home. Glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home. Glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Well, this next song was written by an Englishman, God bless us all, a man called Steve Silston, and I've never met him, but he's been on the English folk scene for a good many years, and he came over to America and toured around America and ended up in the state of New Mexico and coincided with a photographic exhibition at the Museum of New Mexico in Santa Fe. And he went through the exhibit and he saw one particular photograph that really intrigued him, because it was a photograph of a young Irishman, a desperado, a man who'd been in trouble with the law. And it was taken hours before he disappeared out into the desert and was never seen again. And this inspired the song called The Slip Jigs and Reels. He was only a lad in his grandfather's coat, when
Sewn in the lining was a 10-shillin note. Goodbye to the family, goodbye to the shore. Until I find me fortune, I will see you no more. Then a boat o'er the ocean tossed about like a cork, until one fine morning he sighted New York. And he stood on the gangplank and around he did stare, saying, hello, land of plenty, I have come for my share. And he did like the ladies on the rise and the fall of the ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and the roll of the dice and the spinning of the wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. Some say 'twas a pistol, and others a knife, but all are agreed there was somebody's wife. A dreadful commotion, a terrible fight, and he left one man dead and went into the night. In a train to St. Louis, one jump ahead, and he kept one eye open and a gun near his head. When he dreamed of the green fields and the mountains of home, while crossing the plains where the buffalo roam. And he did like the ladies and the rise and the fall of the ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and the roll of the dice and the spinning of a wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and wheels. They called him the Kid, and by 21 all he had known was the power of the gun. And by 24 he had shot 5 men down, who got in his way as he rambled around. But a bad reputation is a hard thing to bear. Mothers pour scorn and small children do stare. But he found consolation in flash company, for life's not so bad with a girl on your knee. And he did like the ladies and the rise and the fall of the ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and the roll of the dice and the spinning of wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and wheels. There is gold in the desert and buzzards that fly in high lazy circles, hoping you'll die. But in matters of cruelty, it must be said that a landlord will skin your bones long ere you're dead. It was wild mescaleros, I heard people say, in the deadliest ambush here out Santa Fe. And a young buck was taken, wrapped up in a coat, and sewn in the lining was a 10-shilling note. And he did like the ladies on the rise and the fall of the ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and the roll of the dice and the spinning of wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and
Annie Hurley is going to come out and dance a slow horn pipe for us. It's great to have Annie here this week, making her first appearance here on Irish Creek.
Thank you. we're going to play two reels for you now. The first one is called The Man of the House, very feminist movement-oriented tune. And Marie will introduce the second tune to you. It's called Sleeping on the Sofa.
Yeah. Now we're going to follow the next reel will be one that was actually written by an accordion player from County Galway named Martin Mulhare. He actually lives near us at home in New York. He lives in Flushing. And the name this tune goes by is John Bowes.